Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today, we come to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Here's what Paul writes. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. Here's a passage for parents. Writing to the Thessalonians, Paul likens his dealing with the believers to a father's interaction with his children. We learn from this passage that there are three things parents should be doing. Here they are. Number one, we should encourage our children. The Greek word translated encourage means to call to one's side, to summon, to invite. The purpose of the invitation is to build confidence and courage into the heart. Many times the word is translated comfort. Parents, what a great reminder of what we should be doing. Let's build up our children. Secondly, we should comfort our children. The word translated comfort here means to console. It's used in John 11 when Lazarus died. Many friends came to console Mary and Martha. Sometimes our children don't need more instruction or they don't need a lesson on how we handled a similar situation. Sometimes we need to replace, you know, that we walked uphill both ways in the snow to school stories with sympathy. Parents, let's demonstrate needed compassion. And the third thing this passage tells us to do as parents is to urge our children. That word means to insist or implore. You see, you're the parent. There are some things that you must be adamant about. Being firm is not a fault. Being resolute is not wrong. Leaders lead. But don't miss the goal. The goal is to live lives worthy of God. That's the goal for our children, to live lives worthy of God. We're not talking about their batting averages here. We're talking about deliberately building into our children the framework of spiritual urgency that will allow them to make an impact with their lives in their sphere of influence. Parenting is intentional work. Let's pray that God gives us the strength and courage to lead our children well. Heavenly Father, give us passion to be the parents you desire us to be. May we encourage, comfort, and urge our children to be those who have a burning passion to follow hard after you. We pray that in Christ's name. Amen.